Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. Vincent, tell them what they are going to be listening to in the next half hour.
It is exciting stuff. It is the preview for the upcoming summer movie blockbuster of the year, Under the Sheets.
Ooh.
Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch.
And that's unbelievably, that music, I don't know why I'm pointing there, but that music is the music at the end of Under the Sheets, the movie.
And at the start.
Is it at the start as well? Which is what we are talking about now.
The music, if you ain't already gone to his channel.
What's his name? Josh.
Josh, we are going to give him a lot of mentions over the coming years, but there'll be a link. Check out the music. The link's always going to be in the description.
Yeah, and in SoundCloud and all that malarkey. The link to the theme tune is there. Sing the theme tune, write the theme tune, and all that.
So we
have made a film. Let's tell our listeners. We have made a film. And this podcast will be going up a day or two, is it? A day or two before the film?
It depends. The film still needs a little bit of lick.
Yeah, but right, this podcast's going up next week and the film's got to go up straight after it.
Maybe.
No, that's what you said. Your date was the June the 24th. That was your date. Don't be looking at me like that.
What day is it today?
15th.
So, 15th. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So that's my point.
It's not this set of days off I've got coming up. It's the next set,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Next weekend.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So anyway, this podcast will go up. We'll go up a day or two or whenever he can be asked to put the film on YouTube. We have made a film, haven't we?
An hour. It's about an hour. Give or take.
52 minutes.
51 minutes, 20, I think.
Is it? It's 52-minute film. We made a film, and we made a film entirely with our phones.
This is the point you wanted to get across. You wanted to be...
Oh, I'll come to that later.
Oh, all right.
We'll come to the explanation later.
But let's... All right, then let's start from the beginning. Check your message, because it could be important.
Right,
was it one for me that's like been delayed in the crappy Vodafone?
Yeah, probably, yeah, it's nothing.
Vodafone, sort out your signals.
Sorry.
No, you can't, you can't sit there like that.
Wow,
it's so off-putting.
The studio is a million degrees.
It's off-putting.
So I've got my boobs out.
I'm not sitting there
Don't take pictures.
I'm taking pictures. If you're not covered up on pictures, please put your t-shirt back on.
It's too hot.
It's not that hot.
It's not that bad.
There's a fan
Large
down
man
there.
In the studio.
There's a fan down there. Put that
make
one.
Too much noise for the microphone. that's cool. Man. Do you really want me to put it on?
Yes, I do want you to put it on.
What? I'm
sitting there with... I've never seen boobs that big. I'm getting a bit excited. I'm looking at the nipple.
Pam Anderson's just walked in.
Constant looking at the nipple.
All three of them. So, yeah. So, why did we come up with the idea for a film? Where's the film from? You've seen that zit on my nose. When I scratch my eye... The spot gets in the way.
I still can't see it. You sent me 10 pictures.
It's like a lump.
But it's like you get the ache in your mouth. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Why did we... Did you just say one day, I want to make a film?
No, I wouldn't have said that.
You sure?
It was a documentary, weren't it? It's not a film like...
It's a mockumentary.
Mockumentary.
We're
calling it a film. It's a feature length.
It's a feature length mockumentary.
That when it goes on YouTube, we'll get about 15 views. It's not the point.
If we get 15, I'll be doing cartwheels. It isn't the point, because like I said, we made it entirely with mobile phones.
Mobile phones, zero budget.
Zero budget, well, we bought a tin.
Zero script, really.
No, there was no script.
No, none of it was scripted.
We had scenes planned.
Yeah.
There's no script, scenes planned, and then we do an interview. Basically, the film revolves around an interview with us.
And how we met, and
what we know about each other and stuff like that. And there are scenes in between the interview. And yeah, it cost no pence to make. But all we had was even the interview. We had notes for the interviewer, Julie, to ask us.
Auntie Julie.
She had points to ask us, and we knew what way to steer the conversation.
Exactly.
So that we could tie in. So it was planned, as in... There was no script, but it was... You can't just sit down and start talking and film it, because it would never have worked. It had some structure.
I never once read anything off a script for my lines.
No, we didn't. We didn't have anything...
It was all improvised.
Anything in any scene, be it the interview and all that, all it had was structure. We knew what scenes we wanted to film and where to film them. Didn't we? Well, we didn't even know where to film them. We made that up on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
But why did we do it? Why did we make a film? Why did we make a mockumentary?
Let's say a feature length.
This is going to be a summer blockbuster.
I don't actually know, do you?
Forget the new Planet of the Apes film.
Can you remember?
Forget the new X-Men
film. Forget Star Wars 9.
Forget all of that. this is going to be the movie that everyone's talking about.
That we tried to get kickstarter funding twice.
And we got, we didn't get much. Someone did donate $100, which was very nice, but we didn't make our target of $3 million. So that's why we didn't get much.
$3 million we asked for. We got 100 bucks.
$100. Dollars and 4 cents.
I think we put our Kickstarter up too high.
It was only £300.
We should have said 50 quid.
We had it down at £300.
We should have had it at 50.
If we'd had 50 quid, that's probably what we spent on budget, to be fair. If you include petrol, parking fees, and lunch at Burger King.
I don't even think we probably spent that.
And lunch at Burger King was our first ever date. That was the first time ever that Adam and I...
We had a coffee before, didn't we?
The first day of filming... it got put off as well, didn't it? We had a day of filming. The first day got planned.
Yep.
Yeah, the first day, and we both made it. But then the next three were cancelled. Two by you, one by me.
And it was literally on the morning before, weren't they?
Yeah, I think it was one you was ill, one I was ill, and one you just couldn't make it.
But even the first day, you didn't hardly make it.
I was late on the first day because mum was ill.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was various factors. But the first day of filming was the first time...
We've seen each other outside of work
or outside of this studio. We don't socialise. Listen to our episode, which is about episode two, Why We Never Go Out. And we don't even go out with each other. I never even met Mrs. Winch. I don't even think she exists.
I think I've spoke to Bev in passing. All right, Bev, that's it.
We don't. Our wives don't even know each other. We've been best friends for 4 years.
How old are you putting that?
So we decided to make a film. And it's all there on celluloid. Well, YouTube. YouTube. It'll be a YouTube reel that will get 15 views. If we get 15 views, I'm doing cartwheels.
It was more for fun.
It was for fun.
Yeah.
And it was all made with mobile phones. There are things that even I've watched the first cut.
Yeah, you watched the first cut.
And I watched the first cut. And I had a notepad and pen because you told me to sit and watch it.
And if there's any mistakes.
And write down anything that I think needed tweaking, changing, whatever. And all I wrote on the notepad and paper, in the first 4 seconds, there was an error. Because instead of saying written by Adam and Val, it says written. So I was here we go, this is going to be a long night.
I've covered that up now.
Yeah, this is going to be a long night. So I wrote 4 seconds. four seconds, first error. And I didn't write anything else.
No, you didn't.
For 52 minutes, I sat there with my chins on the floor, my mouth wide open, stuffing food in, obviously, but it was still wide open. In amazement at how well you'd done putting it together.
It was only clipping it together.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't have a clue how to put it together.
It was only because we had the stuff there to put it together.
We had about however many scenes on various different files, on various memory cards and computers.
It was a lot.
And phones that you've had to put in together, which was the only bit of writing that was done, was me saying to you, this is the order of the scenes. And even that I cocked up.
And the titles.
But I sat and watched it proud... More than proud that we'd done what we'd done.
Yep.
And I had no criticism, because the spelling error is a spelling error. That's not a criticism, is it? That's just an error that I've seen. I had no criticism. And the one thing that you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, and I said we'll come to that.
What did I come
to? Is that my worry is that people ain't going to get it.
Yeah. Oh, let me just say about the sand. We filmed it all with mobile phones. We have no camcorders.
No.
We have no...
Ed Mike's, we have no boom.
The sand is as best as we can do with a phone.
Yeah,
that's all we're going to say.
But even that was better than I thought it would be. It's a little bit up and down. The first couple of minutes, it took some adjusting of your ear holes.
I might have levelled that a bit.
Yeah, it took some adjusting of your ear holes on the first cut.
Yeah.
But not in a way that ruined it. It was in a way that I thought to myself, well, we recorded it on mobile phones, so there's going to be
a
bit...
Do you know who
moaned? Especially when we turn our head away from the camera, which we had to do, obviously.
Oh, yeah, because I put the subtitles in there.
Yeah, not just that bit, but there's scenes where we're talking to each other like this now. If I go over there to get something out of my bag while we were filming...
The voices.
My voice dips down.
Because on films, they probably got something...
Yeah, of course, sand. Well, they got the boom on a film, didn't they?
Yeah.
And on telly, I'll tell you
a moan about the sand.
Who?
People that moan about that Hardy programme.
Oh, the mumbling, yeah, they've been mumbling about Taboo.
Yeah, all them. There's another sank else.
One you like, Poldark, wasn't it?
No,
didn't they moan about the sound?
No,
like
it was some other war.
There's been two or three series recently on the BBC where people are like, I can't hear what they're saying. I think people's volume buttons are broke.
Yeah, that's
what's
going to
happen. Or they just want to get their name in the paper. Oh, John Smith tweeted, no, I couldn't understand the word.
Yeah.
Turn the fucking sound up then, you twonk. Do you know what I mean?
There are people that are going to moan.
Yeah, of course they are. But the sound quality, it isn't brilliant. but it's the best we can do because of mobile phones. It's the same as the picture quality and things like that.
Yeah,
I ain't got an issue with it because we made a film on two mobile phones. That's all.
And
that
why we're on the subject of mobile phones, if you haven't already checked out our Twitter, YouTube page, check it out. Link will be below. Val, do you remember it? It's Two Random Sheets. I don't know what the link is.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
You just type, if you type in Two Random Sheets,
it comes
up. The number two and Random Sheets, no spaces. Because if you type spaces in it, something completely different comes up.
No
it's
spaces.
It's important to have no spaces. The number two and Random Sheets with
there
no
will be
spaces.
There will be a link below, and we've got links all over the place. There's somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, just Google search us or YouTube search us.
On the website, there's a link, our website, twomanagesheets.com, whatever it's called.
Yeah, from about the 24th of June.
Yeah, we have upped our YouTube game.
Yeah, we've been recently, over the last few weeks, we've had vlogs go up, and now we're just doing random, silly videos. So, and serious videos.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, send us a like, send us a message on it.
Send us a message, send us a like, subscribe, tell your friends, and share it on Facebook.
Yeah, and all that is filmed on mobile phone.
Everything is filmed on
like pretty
phone.
Much everyone else on YouTube.
Things are moving up in the world though from after the film.
Oh, so because, you ain't announcing that yet, are you?
What about the old
because
I don't want to do any spoilers with the film, so we're not going to give any spoilers about the film. However, watch the end credits and wait till the end of the end credits, because there's a little teaser for what's coming next.
Oh, cause yeah, this is the first of a trilogy.
Yes,
say.
Exactly. So the little teaser for what's coming next. But the difference being with what's coming next and Under the Sheets. Did I say the film's called Under the Sheets?
Yeah, UTS you said.
The difference being is that we will have in place, probably in about a week, and this will be the difference for all of our YouTube stuff and all that, we will have in place in the next week to 2 weeks, gimbals. We will have brand new gimbals.
We've upped the budget. We've upped the budget. For the next feature length
because
of YouTube.
We decided, we haven't upped the budget. It's just my camera work on the phone is shit. When I film stuff,
I tell you what,
YouTube.
I watched that video the other day. Bev's hands straight.
It's because it's on the tripod.
But it won't no wobble.
Yeah, she's just holding it on the tripod.
You're
like
the only person that's going to have a gimbal.
What
she
was doing? Because she's little, isn't she? So that was fully extended.
That was that way.
No, yeah. That was fully extended. She was just like that. And she's going like that. That's why it looks so good.
But it did look good. It looked like you already had gimski.
Wait till I get that gimski.
I tell you what, you're the only person in the world that'll have a gimski.
It's still shaking. I'm just a bag of nerves.
It'd be like
I'm
that.
Just a fucking bag of nerves. Well, I'm swearing. Stop swearing. This is a family show. I do apologise for my profanity.
Get this off your chest. He wants to get his sink off his chest.
What? Gimbals.
No, you want...
No, oh yeah. So we will have gimbals. Watch the end credits.
Don't forget the gimbal.
And then there's a teaser trailer for episode 2 of the trilogy. And episode 2 of the trilogy isn't a mockumentary either, but it will be better because it will be on gimbals. So,
get a bit
unnecessary.
Get the
thing I have on my chest, the thing that I don't want to go into too much, and you've told me not... It's almost half the reason we're doing this podcast.
Is
because you've told me not to tell... anybody, not to explain it to anyone.
Yeah.
So my concern...
But you want to, so I'm going to let you.
Yeah, my concern... Yeah, because the people who we'll have to explain it to are not going to be listening to this, are they? This is for our fans. And I think our fans will get it. My concern is that people won't get it. I've got a post for a picture by the Paps.
I'm doing some Instagram while you're talking.
By the Paps. Yeah, but it's rude. I can't see your head.
Just carry on
talking. What, the same picture for Instagram 19 times?
No, because one, my thumb was shaking.
Oh, and the other one, it won't.
Of course it will. It's a still picture. Why is my thumb going to be shaking?
So yeah, my issue is that the key word is mockumentary. So there are bits that are errors that are not deliberate. There are bits in it where things you might see somebody holding the phone on the tripod. There are things in it
where
we might stutter over our words. It is meant to look amateur. It's if you watch the trailer for Under the Sheets, the voiceover man. Adam. the voiceover man says they'd become amateurish to make an amateurish film or something like that. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's meant to be amateur. And without even trying, we
it
nailed
was amateur.
It. We nailed it and more. We were superb at being amateurish, if that's even a word. We were superb. And I am bothered that people are going to watch it and say, oh, look at that. He's not even talking to the camera. Oh, the sound's gone back. Oh, why is that bloke in the background? Oh, there's a lorry just gone past as they're filming that. That's the point.
Yeah,
that is the point. And I'm going to be, as I say, the listeners who are listening to this, our fans and everything, that they probably don't need that explaining to them. But I'm not going to say anything to my family, who are all going to say, oh, they're probably behind my back, It was a bit shit, wasn't it?
Do you reckon they say that?
Of course they will.
No.
Cool, the only person who would probably get it is Marty P, but then he's now listened to this. But he, even if he hadn't listened to this, because he's my only family member that listens to the podcast.
Fair enough.
And even if he hadn't listened to the podcast and watched the film, he would get it. He would get that it was meant to be made.
It's the fans of, like, The Office.
Yeah.
People Just Do Nothing.
Yeah, what's and it's a one? Lot worse.
Oh, yeah, of course it's...
This country.
When, yeah, this country. Because we've got no budget. Actually, we might have more budget than this country.
No, because they... Yeah, no.
It's a joke. Know. Jesus.
I'm not with it. He's not with it. So, yeah, that's my explanation of... please don't take it seriously.
Do you think people behind your back are going to go, ah, shit.
I don't care if they do. How many films have they made? With two mobile phones and no budget. This is my point, and this is what I keep saying to you.
You're getting almost, yourself angry about
no, it. No, this is excitement. This is what I keep saying to you almost every day. When I watched that DVD, right, when we was making, the days we were making, I think we'd done it over three different days of shooting, didn't we?
2 days Gravesend. That's our,
2 days Gravesend, life. 1 day Auntie Julie's.
And we did it Gravesend because that's literally... It's good. It's slap bang in the middle.
It's in the middle of where we both live.
So we ain't got no favouritism to Gravesend.
Exactly. It was just that it was slap bang in the middle where we lived.
But to the people of Gravesend, I want to thank them because they were pleasant to us.
Yeah, there was we met some nice people. No, and nobody gave us any shit.
But when we was filming one bit outside McDonald's, I could see people watching us out the window.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't see that. And even the guy at the security place at that palace thing, at that scene.
Yeah.
Even he come out and he didn't even ask what we was doing. And this is like a high risk security building and we was out the front of the gate.
Yeah, it was like a naval building.
Yeah, so it was a naval, working naval building and we was out the front of the gate and the guy, the security guy came past or something and he didn't even say, oi, what are you bloody doing? Which is like, yeah, we're nearly done, mate. And you're all right.
He didn't say
that. Because we had the phones, the cameras.
Yeah, but we looked respectable, that's why.
Well, I did.
What was I wearing? Hoodie.
Hoodie and them trainers, probably. Look at the state of them.
I know.
We've got the same trainers, and you're going to have to... They're OTD.
That's so comfortable. No, mate. I won't chuck these out till there's a toe out.
They look terrible.
It's because I use them...
They never looked like that the other week.
It's because I use them for gardening and stuff. It's just dirt.
You just have one pair of shoes.
No, I've got them brand...
I've got these bad boys.
I've got them...
Look at them.
I've got their moccasins.
Pretend...
that label's fallen off already.
Yeah, pretend...
when you pull that label off, it's underneath, does it say Converse?
Yeah, they pretend Converse. That's what they are. Pretend, half the price, exactly the same shoe.
Probably more, less than half the price. Them Converse are about 60
yeah,
quid.
Yeah, these were about 12 quid.
You get six pairs of them for a pair of Converse.
Yeah, exactly. I like Converse, though. I've always liked Converse. But I can't walk very far in these, because the old plantar fasciitis...
You know what I'm using these for?
Everything.
The next
episode 2. No, they won't last.
Yeah,
they won't last till
I've
episode
had these 5
2
years,
of the trilogy.
These ain't going nowhere.
So why?
We don't know why we made it. We just did.
What? What?
Why we made the film? Why did we make it?
Yeah. So why did we make it?
I don't remember.
Why did we get the idea of making it?
Because we always come up with ideas. We're probably just sitting here and we just thought, let's do a feature length.
And we started that first lot of filming was about November, December.
Right. To people who have been waiting for 6 months to a year for this film, you need to understand. There's probably been, there's been 3 days filming.
Yeah.
There's been, all in all, I would say five, probably straight solid hours, 5 hours editing.
And some of the filming, the second lot of filming we did.
It was only a few
was
hours.
Was done in about 3 hours.
Yeah, none of these are full days.
No, the first lot was about 5 hours. And the second, yeah. The last lot at Julie's was about four hours. So all in all, that's what, nine, 12 hours of filming, five hours of editing.
12 hours of filming. Let's say 5 hours of editing.
17 hours.
It's took us less than... We've made this all pretty much...
In a day.
But for people, I've been waiting 6 years for that.
Well, we work.
Yeah, we work.
We work, we have home lives, we have families.
But the next one,
and
we ain't discussed yet.
There was a few spanners thrown in between as well.
Yeah, but the next one we ain't discussed yet will pretty much probably be out 2 days after it's been done.
Well, yeah, because the editing's just going to be... Is it going out as a film?
I want to go out as a one.
What, all the bits clumped together?
Because what I'm thinking, and no one's going to understand this, but say we do one bit here,
yeah.
And then it goes on to the next bit.
Yeah.
I want a map, and then a little line just goes
to
the next bit, and then zooms into
you,
that
You can
bit.
Get the map off the internet.
Yeah, get your map.
Sorry, listeners, we're having a little ball meeting while we're...
In between each bit, there's going to be like the map.
Yes, and it'll tell... Well, as long as we... We'll have to write down what bit we've
got.
Well,
it'll be a start and an end. Even if it's a bloody bit of paper and I'm drawing the line and I've got the camera looking above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah. So the next one, when we do it, well, I think we're filming that in September. It's now June. It'll be out by the end of September.
4 months' time.
October. Before Christmas.
Before... No, because you ain't... I want part three out before Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. I was just... You took the words out of my mouth. Because part three is planned for November.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you whisper it? Because I can't remember.
Yes!
That's going to be Christmas.
So that would be November. So 2 and 3 are almost close together.
I even fought with that one.
Like what they did with The
thinking,
Matrix.
I forgot to tell, I was thinking this the other day. You know the third parter?
Yeah.
I was thinking of, as it's near Christmas, people might want cigarettes, alcohol. We might make a little, 10 of a person. We might make a little bit of old cash.
A bit of cash. Cash back into the sheet's coffers with a 45p we've got from YouTube. Get in. Well, it'd be about £1.50 by the time that film comes out. We'd be rich. No wonder why we're getting gimbals.
It weren't 45p, it was 5p, weren't it?
I thought you said it's 45p.
You've got to get 60 quid threshold, that's it.
Yeah, I thought we had 45p.
I can't remember.
Sure, it's 45p. That's why we're getting gimbals and going up in the world. By the time we do the third film, we'll have a boom. Or we'll have mics to
keep on. This is 10 minutes to go on this episode, but...
Look at the sweat on my head. You've made
my
t-shirt.
I'm going to put my hat on for the next episode.
Look.
The film is free to watch. It's going to be free to watch on YouTube.
Is it? Ah, I was going to charge everyone enough.
No.
We might have made £4.
It's on YouTube Red. Subscribe to us. It's not. You ain't going to...
What's YouTube Red?
He's gone blank. That's like the YouTube subscription. You can subscribe and watch extra videos that people charge for.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I ain't going on that. No, we don't get people to watch them for free.
I think you have to be invited onto that.
Ah, I dig it.
Well, anyway,
is it rude?
It's not on YouTube. What?
Is it rude?
No, it's for people who put a bit more budget into their...
What certificate have we given our film? A 15? Because there is a couple of rude mentions. There's no swearing.
No, not nowadays. I think that would class as a probably...
What?
12A?
Like where we popped stuff and...
Popped?
Cherries and stuff like that.
That's nothing. You've seen that in EastEnders. Mate, it's getting a PG. I reckon it would get a PG.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. That's for you, Josh.
Oh.
He liked
I'll save Josh a couple. So what was you saying? So YouTube
it's
for free?
It's gonna, yeah, forget YouTube Red, you're crazy.
Yeah, well, why did you say it then?
Because the people on the other listening are going, no, I've got that joke.
Oh, such a nub. And is it a nub or a noob? You didn't ask
I think
me.
It's both.
Ah, I'm a nub and a noob. With a big boob.
It's on YouTube, it's going to be on YouTube.
How long are you putting that boob at?
I'm trying to do the promotion.
Sorry, do the promo, I'll shut up.
It's going to be on YouTube, that's the end of the promo.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
You're getting frustrated. You're getting frustrated with me, and it's going to be on YouTube. That's the promo.
For free.
Look out for that. We're getting some of them vans with the big billboards on the back driving round. It's just going to say under the sheets.
Yeah,
it and it's a picture of your eye on one side and my eye on
there's
the gonna other.
There's going to be nothing, is there?
No, there's going to be no things on the side of buses.
Budget of zero.
When you go to the cinema to watch the new Planet of the Apes, you won't get a little trailer there. If you want to see a trailer, look on YouTube. Because there's an under the sheets trailer that's actually.
And what's, that's what I was going to say. There's going to be
merchandise.
I might even extract in about a month later. Extract the audio from it and just put the audio up on SoundCloud just for our listeners fans.
What? So they listen to the film?
Yeah,
but it won't make sense.
It might do.
Look, that's where we used to work.
Where? Have you ever listened? Just listen to it.
What? Like listen. Right. So if I ever listened to Kill Bill, could you listen to Kill Bill? No, you couldn't.
Well,
you won't know what's going on.
It's a special, isn't it? It's a little one-parter.
That's rubbish.
Oh, it won't be on audio.
The DVD Blu-ray release will have some Easter eggs and a director's cut with commentary from both of us and Auntie Julie as well.
Well, I've got to just say this out there to everyone listening. We make, at the moment anyway, we make zero money from this podcast. This is all done...
For free.
This is all done in our own time just because we love doing it.
Yeah.
And we love doing the feature length. So anyone who's listening thinking, ah, a couple of rich kids, we ain't.
No, we ain't. We work. We both have to work full time.
I've just finished work and come straight to the studio.
Yeah, and I've been my day off today.
But you've still...
But I've still come in on my own time.
Cut family time.
I've left my partner and child at home on their own.
Yeah.
To fend for themselves.
No dinner.
No
dinner.
Poor. So poor. No, so we do do it. We do do it for the love of doing it. And the making the film was for the...
Yeah.
Wherever the idea came from was for the love of doing it. Giving up our time for the love of doing it. Even if we'd had a budget of 30 quid each, I would have happily paid out the £30
that
I needed
you would
to pay
have,
out because I love doing it. And that was the whole thing I got after watching. I mean, you sent me, when you was editing, you sent me a couple of scenes, the beginning bit, the end bit, and a couple of other bits before you put it all on a disc. And the only thing that I got, every single bit that I've watched every step of the way, is nothing but sense of achievement and nothing but proud.
Yeah.
And how it makes me feel.
And
whether 3 people watch it or 300 people watch it.
And
joking aside.
The after credit bits, that's a bit for me and you, a little bit personal. And it is a little bit, for me and you, the only people that get it, it's a little bit...
Yeah, for us and our families, the after credit bit made us both blub. Yeah. But you done that. You made that.
Yeah, I thought we said that's for us,
yeah,
that
bit. Yeah, that's our own little personal, because it's something that did make us proud anyway.
And then after the after bit, there's another after bit, and that'd lead you on to the next bit.
Exactly. After the afters and after the after bit, stay tuned. The after bit is longer than the film. The after bit's 45 minutes, the film's 7 minutes. And then you get a teaser trailer for the next project, which is coming in September.
Yes, that's Under the Sheets.
Under the Sheets, out on June the 24th. This podcast is going out on June the 26th.
Let's say June 25th.
Hang on, I've got my dates wrong. I've dropped a ball. Right, 24th. This podcast is going out on June the 24th.
Right, so the film will be out, I will say it now, tomorrow.
Oh, okay, 25th.
To everyone listening, it's out tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's...
If you listen to this a couple of days later...
What is it, the 15th today?
Oh, shit.
What's the date?
Right, it's the 15th, yeah. So this podcast goes out 67. This podcast goes out on the 24th, and so the film will be out tomorrow.
Yeah, 25th, Sunday the 25th.
Okay, brilliant.
So watch it.
Watch it, yeah.
Send us money.
Watch it, send us money, and also subscribe, share it, and tell us what you think, and be honest.
And to just podcast fans over who think, I ain't watching YouTube, it's shit.
Yeah.
This podcast ain't going nowhere. Even if I have to do my own.
What's that?
Podcast ain't going nowhere.
What, two random sheets?
Because people, all they've heard is about YouTube. They're like, what are they talking about?
No, YouTube is a side project.
Yeah.
YouTube is our Stone Sour to the Slipknot. This is Slipknot. YouTube is Stone Sour. It is, isn't it? I'm just saying that because you told me about Stone Sour and I listened to it last week and it was as good as you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I discovered Stone Sour, but I still like Slipknot. It's the same thing.
What songs are you listening to?
You told me to listen to all that album. At the number
yeah,
of songs.
Other albums?
No, I've only had time to listen to that one album you recommended. It's got the first songs on it, it's called like 150 or something like that.
30, 30, 50.
Yeah, that album. I listened
30,
to
30, 50, remember?
And I like it went in like a blink of an eye and I was like, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
that
it's was as good as what you it's said. It's a good album. Yeah. All the other albums are good as well.
So I found Stone Sour. And that's my point. I found Stone Sour. I still love Slipknot. I found two random sheets on YouTube. I still love the podcast. Podcast will always be here. Always, YouTube is a side project. End of.
Yeah, and YouTube could be the breadwinner.
Yeah, definitely. Right, watch the film, everyone. Please enjoy it. Please send us some feedback. And thanks very much for listening. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast app for sleep.
Do you reckon anyone's going to watch it?
Nah, no one's watching that, are they?
No.
What it was going to be, there'd be about 10 people. Be two from my family and the rest from your family.
Yeah, a couple of people at work maybe. That'll watch 1 minute of that
and
shit.
And one bloke will go, that's shit. Yeah. I waited 6 months for that. Yeah. Shit.
Don't understand it. What's that about? Oh, look, they're not very good with the cameras, are they? I'm furious already.
What did they film this on? A potato?
Yeah.
The boy. Have you ever seen YouTube comments? The boy always shows them.
I don't know how to look at the comments when I'm
No, not on
YouTube,
our videos, just on YouTube.
Oh, no.
On someone else, if there's a bad footage, people will put in the comments, what did you film this with? A microwave? It's the boy always shows
people
me.
People are so nasty. He's showing them to you to have a dig at you?
No, not on our comments.
No, I know, but is he showing you? Is he saying this is what you're going to get?
No, he's not saying that. He just thinks it's funny.
The unofficial third
What did you film this with? A potato? That's what they say. Someone will put that on the film, but what did you film this with? A microwave?
I'm a comment on something later.
A washing machine.
What did you film this with? A potato?
I better turn this off. Join us next week in about 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you need to... There's a minute at the beginning as well.
Yeah, this is about 29 minutes then, isn't it?
Yeah.
They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch two random sheets. They live their lives on the road, just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just the jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe, the only way to wipe.